A second arrest made in connection to the mass shooting at Arcadia Lake. A new law regarding the amendment of death certificates. And the rollout of utility rate increases to support new energy projects. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Hannah France. A second person has been arrested in connection with the mass shooting at Arcadia Lake that left one person dead and more than 20 others injured. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on the ongoing investigation.
Edmond police say 20-year-old Trinity Brown was arrested earlier this week in Oklahoma City. She's being held on complaints of assault with a dangerous weapon and illegal possession of a firearm, with a bond set at $1 million. The shooting happened May 3rd at Scissortail Campground during a large party advertised on social media as Sunday Funday. Police say a fight between two women escalated into a confrontation between rival gang members. They estimate more than 80 rounds were fired. 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray of Guthrie later died from her injuries. Police say 22 others were harmed. Police have not yet released details about Brown's alleged role in the case. Brown's arrest was the second in the investigation, and Edmond police say it remains open. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State lawmakers have approved a new law changing how Oklahomans can correct errors on death certificates. KGOU's Kylie Caldwell has more.
According to a press release, House Bill 3931, authored by Republican Representative Marilyn Stark, removes and extends the current one-year deadline for correcting false information on a death certificate. Under the new law, families will be able to file a petition through an administrative hearing process even years after a certificate is issued. Stark says grieving families may not notice mistakes right away and deserve a fair chance to fix those records later. She says lawmakers heard from families closely following the bill because of how important those documents are to loved ones. The measure helps ensure official records remain accurate while providing families additional flexibility to address errors that may not be identified immediately following a loved one's death. The bill was carried in the Senate by Republican Senator Darcy Jek and became law without the governor's signature. I'm Kylie Caldwell.
And PSO is set to invest $1.2 billion in new energy projects in the coming year. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, customers won't see an immediate increase in their monthly bills.
State regulators gave pre-approval to PSO Monday for several new projects. The utility will install two new natural gas units, three battery storage systems, and enter into purchase power agreements with existing wind and gas facilities. PSO says customers won't see immediate changes. The projects will become operational at different times. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission says PSO will adjust rates annually to make sure users like data centers pay their fair share. A document from September shows PSO initially estimated an average monthly increase of $10.34, but a spokesperson for the company says the real cost will likely be lower. All of the projects are expected to finish by 2029. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit KGOU.org and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.